I was journaling and waiting on the Lord to speak to me. In anticipation, I was hoping for revelation, some profound secret from the heavens. Instead, he told me to clean out a closet. You've got to be kidding. I must have heard wrong. No, the Lord was clearly asking me to stop my lovely time with him and tackle an all-day job. The closet was an old butler's pantry that was filled with all the stuff we didn't have room for in our Victorian home. This beautiful house from the 1800s had a spiral staircase and 8 fireplaces. It was simply beautiful. The upstairs had 4 bedrooms and a bathroom with a clawfoot tub. It was the only bathroom in the house, though the butler's pantry had been plumbed for a future one. So I began the long day of tossing junk and filing papers that had piled up in the pantry over time. A week or so after I cleaned out that awful room, I received a serious phone call. My 16-year-old son had been in a car accident. He broke his hip, needed transfusions, and would be incapacitated for months. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was to remain as still as possible for several weeks. I panicked. How would we manage? He needed to be downstairs, but the only bathroom was upstairs. Then I stopped in my tracks. God knew. The 5 days that my son was in the hospital, a bathroom was installed in that old butler's pantry, a room that only a week before was an impossible wreck. Because the room was ready, we quickly had access to make the conversion. My son could remain downstairs until he fully recovered. It's often difficult to hear God speak about the mundane circumstances of life. I was hoping for heavenly drama. My desire made me clueless to God's purpose. My reasoning was getting in the way. James 2 states, "Faith without works is dead." The simple act of obeying in faith brought me into the spectacular. It came the day my son came home from the hospital. The Lord wants us to trust him. If we lean on our own understanding, we will miss the amazing things that happen when faith and works operate together. The Father knows our every need, even when we are clueless. So, get excited when God asks you to respond to the mundane aspects of life. He always does the most outrageous things in the most peculiar of circumstances.